And if you have too much hay to put inside a barn, you keep it outside in a...
In a rick.
Okay, what's a rick?
Stack of hay and a rick of hay.
Oh, it's just that you have a pole and then do it around here?
Right.
Okay, and you know when you first cut the hay and you let it dry, then you rake it up in little piles before you put it in the rick? What do you call those piles?
Shock.
Okay. Are there any special places for keeping cows?
Stables.
Okay. Any place special shelter for them to get in under when it's raining?
Shed.
Okay. And what about places where you keep horses?
Same thing, a shed, a stable.
Okay. And besides the barn, did you ever have any special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
No special place.
Okay. Where did you keep hogs and pigs?
We had pens for them.
Okay. What kind of pen did you call that? Just
pig pen.
Okay. And where did people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, ice boxes. They had ice boxes. And then they had places like springs, and they'd build a little house down to spring, you know, and keep the milk in the spring house.
How did they do that?
Well, they just dig out a hole and build a little house there, you know. And the water'd run through, and they'd have shelves, and they'd put the milk and butter in.
I see. Okay, what about a place...
That was years ago, though, they don't...
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay, what about a farm where they keep milk cows and process the milk and butter to sell?
Dairy.
Okay. Does the word dairy have any other meanings?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. What do you call a place around the barn where you might let the animals walk around?
A lot.
Okay. And where you let them out to graze?
That would be a pasture.
Okay. And did you ever raise cotton?
No.
Okay. If you say corn grows in a...
Field.
Okay. And what if you grew just, say, some tobacco, but not enough so you'd call it a tobacco field? What might you call it?
Patch.
Okay.
Tobacco patch.
Okay. Any other words?
No,
like that?
That's about the word for it.
Okay. And do you remember the kind of fence you might have around your yard? Wooden fence that might go up like V-shaped?
Oh, yeah. We'd sometimes have rail fence, and then we'd have paling fence and wire fence.
Okay. A paling fence could come up like this, couldn't
it?
Okay. What about a wire fence now that they might have that can, it's got little twisted wire?
Well, you'd have a wire fence and then put it up on post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the kind of wire fence that you can catch your clothes on if you try to climb over it?
Barbed wire.
Okay. And what would you call the, if you were digging holes to put the posts in, what would you dig them with?
Post hole digger.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a fence or a wall made out of loose rock or stone?
Yes, I've seen rock fence